and they provide table service, allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW. We'll be back soon with more stories of how we can all advocate for a world without violence.
I'm living a dream just meant for me. Roll out the red carpet and treat me like a queen. It's my life.
You're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler in 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Thinking on the time when we would get around on the red line. Smoke in the park and run off after school. Lay in the dark tracing shapes with our cools. Hours pass in the blink of an eye. While
You just heard Rose Gerber with Under the Bleachers. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazybones. I'm here with Chase, and we are live in the X-Ray studio with a very special guest. We have the ghost of James Jones.
Hello, everybody. Hey, I'm the ghost of James Jones. How y'all doing? I'm just visiting here for a little while. I get to materialize and, you know, kind of hang out, chill with everybody. And, you know, then go back to the netherworld and just kind of hang out with a bunch of really cool folks. They've been around. But I'm happy to be here today and hanging out with you guys. Hey, I heard you guys like to party, huh? Party on the radio?
Every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Right on. Dig it.
Well, you have a big news for us.
I do have some big news. I'm the ghost. Has been working on a project for the last half year, most of this year so far. And I'm going to be having an album release coming out September 19th. I'll have some details to be released on my Instagram and soon-to-be website. But in the meantime, I'm playing a show this Saturday with Joshua Husue, who's doing his record release at the Mission Theater. And that show starts at 8 o'clock, and it's this Saturday. I think all should come out and have some fun. There'll be some dancing. It's also a big thing for this new label called Electric Chololand Records. It's kind of it's a newer label and has a lot of Chicano artists. And even though I identify as a ghost, I also identify as a Chicano. And I just think that that's a wonderful thing to have in this world. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Beautiful. Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the show. Joshua has been on before and enjoyed his company and his voice. He played here.
Yeah, he's a really good performer. I think he's got, he's also, I heard he's got a new outfit, which I think we can all appreciate. He has a mariachi thing happening, and now he's got like a new pair of pants or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So record release and pant debut.
Pants. Big pants day.
Well, we'll be playing a few songs off of your album that's coming out. It is called Day of the Dead. And
yes.
We're going to be playing Gotta Die Tryin' and Tequila, which we haven't had the opportunity to play.
So Tequila Nights, I think. Is
Tequila
the,
Nights, yeah. So we will be debuting those in a little bit.
Sure.
I do want to start with playing one of them, but can you tell us a little bit more about it?
If we're Gotta Die Trying is sort of, you know, I was hanging out with some bank robbers from like the early 10s, 20s in the place where I normally inhabit. And they were just telling me this story about being caught like in a canyon. It was kind of a mess, trying to get away from some other folks. And, you know, I wouldn't say the place I'm in is like necessarily heaven or something, but these weren't bad guys. They were, you know, good guys. They just had a job to do, trying to feed their families. I mean, it was kind of a rough situation, but this is about them trying to get out and just trying to do the right thing by themselves. And I think that's what they said to themselves. Just like, we gotta die trying, you know, we have to try and get out of the situation, better our lives.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that some cowboys, I really can picture this. Where we're from is Tucson, and on your way up towards like the Grand Canyon, after you get out of Phoenix, Arizona, there's random canyons with like really devastating names. Like one's like Dead Horse Basin, and you know, like,
yeah, that this is the kind of
Bloody
place.
Bloody Horse Basin. So I really picture this.
Yes.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe that I was going for. And also, I forgot to mention that Sam Mattson, the lead singer and guitar player for the Neon Prairie Dogs, he plays guitar on this track. And it's a hot track.
Let's play one of their songs after that. So we'll be playing Gotta Die Trying. That will be off Day of the Dead. That comes out September 19th. The Ghost of James Jones.
Yeah, baby.
And then we'll go right into a Neon Prairie Dog song.
Love it.
Great. Here you go.
See the world by the truth that we know. Well, the sun sets, it's a cool time to go. You can't catch us, but you know that we're close. We'll be right back.
was the Neon Prairie Dogs with Put Me in Coach, I'm Ready to Drink. It's a good pre-weekend tune. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. Today I'm in the X-Ray studio with the ghost of James Jones.
Hello, Portland.
Of the band, the
Hello.
Ghost.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I know, it sounds really good, so.
I really, I was rocking out to Neon Prairie Dogs just now when you brought me back in here. I kind of drifted off to another place for a second. I just came back and materialized, and I'm back here in the studio with you.
I bet that happens a lot.
It does. I can't control it. I mean, I'm trying to get better at it. It's something I'm working on. My therapist said that this is something that I can learn to control throughout my life. But as it turns out, I'm going to have to be existing with it for the rest of my existence. For now.
Yeah, I hope that is never the reality for, you know, like.
For all intents and purposes,
but you know,
I am.
It is how it is. So.
I'm living my best afterlife. If
yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to places that are fun, where dancing happens.
Music. Music's always going to be a part of it. There's music up here too. You know, you hang out with some of these musicians, some of the greats, but some others are in a gated community. I don't have access to, you know, everything. I don't know if it's heaven, but there's still some barriers that I have to cross.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or you gotta die trying.
Yes, exactly. I love the callback. I love a good callback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. So if you're wondering, that's the song right before, which we debuted, which is always fun to do.
Yeah.
Your album comes out September 19th, and I wanted to know a little bit about what it's like to record an album when you're a ghost.
Well, I wouldn't. I'll say this one thing, and I really do mean this, that I wouldn't have been able to do this without the Music Oregon and the Echo Fund. They had provided me with the money to make this recording, and I think it's a really cool thing that we have this here in this community. And I also would like to say for everyone out there, if you're wanting to make a record, or you want some other parts of your production experience to be funded, this nonprofit is actually one of those places where you can apply to, and they're opening up their applications right now. So get out there and do that. So thank you to them. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, and this album was recorded mostly as a combination between Fremont Recording, a recording with Brett Giles out there on Savvy Island. And the rest of it was recorded in my home recording studio, which I visit from time to time and hang out with some local musicians. And I think that's like having both those things put together allowed me to make this album the way that I wanted it to be made. So it's been a process, and it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of go through it, and at the end of it, you're almost a little sad that it's over. You know, you're totally elated that it's finished, but of course you have some feelings attached to the actual process of the whole thing. So it's beautiful. Experience.
Yeah, art. I feel like a lot of art feels that way.
Oh yeah, there's.
Or at least for me, with my art.
Yeah, like you're like in the middle of something, and you're kind of like, you want to hang out and be in that moment.
And brainstorm about it, and conceptualize, and like, living in that space of that time. I don't know. It does feel good to be like, you know, put a bow on it. But
agreed.
I mean, sad too. It's bittersweet.
It's the same in the afterlife. I mean, it's...
You know. You got to do it over and over and over and over and over.
Well, you're there for a while, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if you caught up with James Jones in the living presence. Did he go to Pickathon?
James Jones did not go to Pickathon. I hovered over it for a brief moment. I had some other things I was doing. Did you go to Pickathon?
No, I didn't, but Chase did.
Oh, Chase.
For one night.
Who did you see? I'm curious about this.
I was out there on Sunday. The big band that I enjoyed was SML. I saw 40 feet tall, or 40 foot tall as well. And I saw some Taj Mahal, which was cool.
Love Taj Mahal.
Yeah. So that was good. And a little Haley Hendrix. I saw Haley Hendrix out there.
Oh, yeah. I saw her. Yeah, Jack. There's so much that we have to be, you know, grateful for, like in this community that we have here, and whether it's a music festival that's, you know, just outside, you know, it's, you can go home every night and, like, you know, say, hey, I went to this badass thing and just, you know, it's an amazing experience, and then you're back here and there's like three or four bands playing every night, and these venues that we all love to go to, we love to go out there and dance, and I'm just grateful to be a part of that experience, to be, you know, a member of that, and to, you know, bring some little bit of joy and relief to people's lives. I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, I feel like you serve the community in a really big way for that, because you do document. Well, sorry. The
are you referring to
James Jones in the living,
James Jones
in the present?
Yeah, he
does a lot for the community.
He's a great guy. You know,
yeah, he's really great.
He's pretty awesome. I think he's. I've seen some of his works. I think you know, he's doing his best. You know, I may not get to every event. There's only one of them, but, you know, unlike myself, I can be in several places at a time, where I can go.
Yeah,
you know, I can float around. I can see it all out there. Yeah,
definitely, yeah. Has those limitations. Luckily, you get to hover and you get to see it all.
Yeah, it's you know, I can inhabit. That's another thing I can do. I can inhabit. I can materialize briefly, but it's, again, I can't quite control this whole experience.
I do think I kind of have that same experience as, like, a chronically ill person living through honky-tonk basement,
yeah,
stories of, like, hovering through events that I can't make it to.
I've seen you at some of these events. So
yes,
I
you have
understand.
Seen me at some of them.
I think you do a great job. I'm just amazed that
just glad that I get to watch them when I can't make it through you. And also, I know about what events are going on. Well,
yes, you do. You're in touch with you talk with a lot of, we have hang out in the same circles, and, you know, I hover in them, but you actually, you know, hang out in these circles, and I appreciate that as well. So
I'm glad that you got to use the Echo Fund. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That utilizing the stuff that Portland has set up for musicians, like we were talking about how big radio is for Portland.
Right.
Because in other cities, it's not, you know, you're just tuning in and out of, like, iHeart radio stations. And,
yes.
You know, like, here you talk to someone and they're like, oh, yeah, I heard you on X-Ray or something. And it's, you know, any of the Portland stations, Shady Pines, or, you know, all of them are,
yeah,
so, like, focused on promoting, like, local amazing acts. You know,
yeah,
it's so much fun.
I think that the way that people look at the city from the outside, I think, is shaped so much by this radio shows, and you know, whether it's online or actually on air. I think that's a really cool thing that we've got going for us. And aside from also being able to, you know, document and archive these shows online for later listening, which I do quite a bit, and somebody even asked me today, you know, where could I go listen to this show later on? And I just pointed them to your archive, and I was like, yeah, there's like a whole, like, year, what is it, year's worth of, like, stuff on
years
this?
And
like,
years.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you can just go down a rabbit hole of, like, oh, there's that artist. That's when they put out their record, and, you know, much like I'm doing today, so.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm glad that you utilize it. I'm really glad to hear it. Do you want to tell people where they can keep up with with the band, The Ghost of James Jones,
right,
and et cetera?
Yes. Right now, the main thing is to go to Instagram and follow The Ghost of James Jones. There is a website that will be rolling out before the record release, and it's being worked on right now. But that is where I'll be posting a lot of my shows. I'll also ask my friend James Jones to post on Honky Tonk Basement every once in a while and tag them. And, you know, that's just, we're pretty tight.
Yeah, you got connections.
Yeah. It's I'm very fortunate. Such a great guy. And I think that that's where you can find out most of these things. But if you come out to the show this Saturday at the Mission Theater, plug, at 8 o'clock, you'll get to see me actually perform most of that record. And you'll also get to hear another great artist, Joshua Hosway, release his record. So come out and check that out.
Should we play one of Joshua's songs?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's Joshua Hosway. Oh, wait. Chase has to get things ready.
Well, wait a minute. Can I just do one thing real quick since I've got my voice
here?
Echo Fun. Echo Farm. I like just saying it in his voice. It kind of fitting for them.
It really was. But it was almost perfect.
Perfect.
With power, sick with pain, I laid in fields to feel something small and lost and full of thanks. I guess the rain just made me think of it. Blue dragonflies on rubber, the cracked tires by the river, the pool of muddy water hiding quick flashes of silver. It's all right, in just a minute I'll be fine. I got the meaning wrong again, took for granted everything I need to breathe and feel and live. Tender green, the violent wind, I wanna let it make me change. Born thank you.
the fire took, I could cry. Only chimneys left alive. Is there a lonelier sight? The ghost of everything we loved and everything we didn't fight for. The wild midnight forest, the kid, the gun, the white goose, the wind, the tender green, the summer rain just made.
Just heard Anna Tivell, and that is her newest release called White Goose. And then right before that was Bogart and Me by Joshua Huswe, and that is, yeah.
I really dig that too. I'd never heard that before.
She just dropped it.
That is beautiful.
I'm not quite sure. Well, you're listening to X-Ray FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Lazy Bones. That is the ghost of James
the
Jones.
Ghost.
The ghost. And I don't know if she lives in Portland, Anna Tivell, but I do know that I've talked to a few musicians who have played like in her band. So
oh, really?
But I mean, there's a lot of really great musicians out of Portland, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who you're in line with at the coffee shop.
Yeah, or the post office.
Or the yeah, any of those places. You could just be like right behind a, you know, some like famous songwriter.
The 10 items or less, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Over at the In and Out over here.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Wednesday that they have the $5 bin deals.
You're going deep with this.
I know. Well, it, you know. That's why you're here. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You have an album coming out, which is why you're actually here, and a show.
Yes.
In the very near future. The first one's the show on the 9th.
Yeah, just a couple of days from now. There's tickets available at the Mission website. And again, this is, you know, I'm playing with my label mate here, Joshua Huswe, who you just heard. And he's actually releasing his record. And if it's sort of a mini showcase for this new label called Electric Cholo Land Records, which just came out in the earlier part of this year. So
Are they out of Portland?
Yeah, out of Portland. And there's like, you know, there's a, it's a small roster of artists, and they're just developing all their stuff. We're kind of like doing all this stuff together. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's I think we need more of this for just any artists like to be a part of like something where, you know, your music is being supported, it's being talked about. And I think any artist you know, needs that kind of love and attention. You know, it's just sort of to be able to foster that more in this community, I think, is just something that I want to see more of. And I just feel very lucky to be part of this experience that I'm in right now. But yeah, the record will be coming out September 19th. There's 11 songs. And there's just the music is sort of a combination of garage rock and yeah, alternative. And it's there's just like I think for me, I like to keep things moving. So like most of the tunes are upbeat. It's danceable, which is also a big thing to me. And there's just a wide variety of experiences from my life. But, you know, even in the afterlife, you can have some, you know, you can have a relationship, you know what I'm saying? You can have a breakup, but, you know, you kind of got to see him forever. So it's sort of, there's no relief, you know, but other than that, I mean, you know, writing about the experiences is a fun thing, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's therapeutic.
There's a lot of material there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad that you have it in an upbeat space. There was a term that I just recently heard. I was telling you, what was it? Somebody's, it wasn't like, it was some type of country.
What do you mean, like the?
It was a genre, but the term, when it comes to me, I will let you know. Maybe, and I'll let Portland know on the next when it comes to my head, which will probably be in a week. Who knows? My brain fog has been bad. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, a garage band, garage feel with like upbeat. There's
also a Latin feel to it as well. Not every tune is like that. It's just like,
that's fun.
Someone asks you to describe your record, and like even when you're just like putting stuff out for like streaming, and you're supposed to say, oh, it's this genre plus this plus this, and it's like, yeah, that's for one song.
It's so hard.
And the other songs are not, there's a thread that runs through them, but
yeah.
You can't all just like categorize things. So I think a lot of the time you're just trying as an artist to sort of find the one that you're comfortable with. And even then, I'm not even sure if it's ever totally comfortable, because it's just sort of like, I remember the story, I think they were talking to Ray Charles, and they said, he was like releasing something back in the day, and it was sort of like, what would you call this new record? Like, what kind of music is it? And he just said, it's Ray Charles music, you know? And so somebody asked me, it's like, what is this new Ghost of James Jones record? It's like, it's Ghost of James Jones music. I mean, it's just, Universal covers a lot of bases, and it's all stuff that I like to get down with. So just, that's what I don't want to even hold my other musician friends to like a genre. I just like to be present for what they want to give us, you know?
Totally. Especially because it's like friendships sometimes with coming at different seasons of your life. Different music speaks to you at different points.
Certainly.
And playing, we've had artists who we've interviewed who are like, well, then I just couldn't get this song out of my head, and before I knew it, I was like walking around, playing some random tune until my roommate was like, you have to leave, like, you can't be here doing that
anymore. or record it,
and then or record it, get it out
the
there.
Yeah, for sure.
This, we were talking about the band Wednesday, or like Flory, where it's like this garage bandy alternative with like a weird country bass, like there's so many words.
Which
that
is exactly something that sounds like I would be into.
Yeah,
into.
That. What
like
was it?
Post country.
It was called, I think it was post country or something.
I'm ghost country, by the way.
Ghost country.
Yeah,
so, that's it. That's, see.
Ding ding ding. Yeah.
The amount of
that one.
There's like a base of so many amazing complex things, but honestly, any music that makes you feel good and you want to play.
Yeah, get in there.
Do it. I'll listen. No matter like where, like if a musician, people who enjoy doing their art are always entertaining.
I mean, again, to me, it's all about, process and being in that moment, and being ready to, accept, whatever creative message that you might be receiving. And then also, getting that to somebody else. And when a person or, let's, sometimes I just say civilian sees that process from the outside, it's like, it's cool for them, because like maybe it gets that person thinking about something that they want to do, and pretty soon they're making something, or they're just inspired like in another part of their life. So I think that that's like a great thing about creativity and making things in general. So.
Yeah, I kind of think that's why artists flock together, because we kind of need to like have each other nudge us on different things.
Yes, always the creative nudge and sometimes the creative kick out
the
door.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is just not working. We've got to just move on.
Yeah.
At least I've never had that happen. I'm sure you haven't either.
Oh, well, never, never.
I don't think, but, sometimes you do need those friends. There's, for sure, like, I don't know, there's, this scene here is so much fun because everyone who shows up are musicians and enjoying watching each other, and it's just like this huge love affair. It's so fun.
I it's really like one idea leads to another idea, and I think that that's what even when I'm out just as just a person that's just gonna listen to stuff, I can totally turn off that creative part of myself that's trying to make things, and just really just kind of receive the experience that somebody else is making. And I think that that's like, it takes us away from a lot of the things that occupy our time, like in this life and this afterlife, I should say.
Yeah, the whole thing, the entire time. Well, I mean, I know we've talked, well, the living James, Joe, and I have talked about like where Honky Tonk Basement started, and it was for appreciation of like what you were seeing at, you know, at the bars and stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, and you know, it's fun that your music, like the your album, will be similar, and it's connections you've made.
Yeah,
it's an appreciation. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing exists in a vacuum. You know, like we're all hanging out, and you know, we see each other outside of this studio, and we're at all the, you know, music events together, and again, like you said, you know, you could be doing something that's totally unmusic related, and you're still going to run into somebody in this town in Portland because it is the size of it, of what it is. But it's like, that's the part that feels like family, and that's the part that, like, when somebody comes here from somewhere else, they don't know that yet. And so when they come here and they start to see all that and for themselves, that's the part that they fall in love with. And even if you leave, even if you go away and you know, I've lived in some big cities, you take that with you and you cherish that, you hold on to that. So I think that's one of the things that makes Portland great.
Yeah, it's super homey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it feels homey, you know? Every location, every building. I don't know, it's just got a vibe.
My advice is also don't ever burn too many bridges in town, because you will see them again.
Also that, and you can't get across the river if you burn them all down.
That's correct, yeah.
You might get stuck on
We have 11 bridges here, so something like that. Yeah.
My little brother lives in like a place called Bridgeport, Ohio, which is near Wheeling and like Pittsburgh. So I was like, Pittsburgh and Portland are really similar. They have a lot of bridges. And he's like, no, it doesn't even compare to Pittsburgh. And I was like, yeah, we have 11 bridges. That's a lot. And it was like 41 bridges. Just in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, 11 is not a lot.
That's too much.
That's way too many bridges. Well, anyway, yeah, don't burn bridges. Yeah, be nice. Be kind. Show love. Clap when when you need to. And dance when you can.
Yeah.
Well, should we play your next song, Tequila Nights?
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit more about this?
I think that's
I mean, that's
a
kind
song
of
about, well, on the surface, you could probably figure out what that song might be about. But I think that deeper, it's about being able to, when you go out in a place, and you could be surrounded by, the character in this song could be surrounded by, you know, tons of people. But at the same time, you can feel totally anonymous. You can feel alone. And the character in this song finds the solace in that drink that keeps them going. And I think that that's like those two things that, you know, the dichotomy between being surrounded by so many folks and also feeling alone or anonymous at the same time is kind of like an interesting place to be. So that's the song Tequila Night.
So one calls my name, strangers are For X-Ray comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting an evening with the infamous String Dusters, Leftover Salmon, and Kitchen Dwellers in concert on August 14th. Details at mcmenamins.outdoorconcerts.com.
Well, I'm not jealous of her. I know that you're not surprised. I don't think I'd mind trying your shoes on for size. You've never cried in the dark. You're never walking the floor. Soon as one's out the front, another's in the back door. I like to never be lonesome. I like to never be blue. Heart of a fool.
You just heard the latest single from Emily Love with Heart of a Fool. If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds. I am DJ Lazy Bones. I've been in the X-ray studio, or I still am, with Chase and our bud, the ghost of James Jones.
The ghost of James Jones.
It's been so nice having you stop by.
Thank you.
We've
Thank
seen you,
you
it's places. Been a pleasure. Yeah. Finally, nice to meet in person. I'm just kidding. Well, you've brought in a lot of local tunes, which I always love to play.
Yeah.
And I wanted to recap for everybody. You have a show, yeah. August 9th, Mission Theater.
2 days from now.
And that is Joshua Josue's album release.
Yes.
You're opening. You guys are both on a label that just started, which...
Electric Chillaland Records. Yes.
Sounds super cool.
Yeah, it is super cool. Yeah, it's going to be a great night. We played there... well, he's played there before. I've been out there to support him. And if you haven't been to the Mission Theater, which I had not been for quite some time, it's a great place to see a show. I mean, it's like... it's the stage is awesome. You're just like... it's an old building. And it's got a lot of nuance to it. You know, it's an excuse to cross the river, which is something that Eastsiders just don't always do. You know,
yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
I go to many places in my afterlife, but you know.
And you really can't do it if you burn bridges.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's totally true. Trying to get a Southeast person to come across to visit us is like.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah, won't do it.
If we are, we're staying the night, and it's a thing. And I'm like, I was living in Phoenix before here. It takes you can get anywhere in like 35 minutes because the freeways, but you're driving 20, 30 miles. You know, here it's like you have to go 3 miles, but it takes you 30 minutes, and
it's all relative. We're all just kind
we're
of
all
like
silly.
Making, yeah, very silly.
We're all so silly. We're like, I don't know, that's a little out of my little circle that I like.
Yeah.
But now that I live here, I kind of get it because. Driving here, the roads are small.
Are they?
And so in comparison to Arizona, so I'm like, I get why I don't want to go to your neighborhood, and I don't want to leave mine because I just learned mine, and your roads scare me over there. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you have your album coming out, Day of the Dead.
Yes.
September 19th.
September 19th. There'll be more information about... I'm still securing a venue for a record release, and we'll probably play a couple of sneak shows before then. But, you know, there's no better time to hear that record than to be there, you know, Saturday, because I will be playing most of that album then, too, as well. So, in a way, you're kind of getting two record releases in one.
Yeah.
And it's a mini showcase of that label. So I highly recommend coming on out and just hit me up online if you're having trouble getting a ticket, and I will make sure that you get in.
You're amazing. The people can keep up with the Ghost of James Jones on Instagram.
Yes.
And then also Honky Tonk Basement, if y'all aren't following.
Right. And also, if you go to electriccholalandrecords.com, you can check out the roster of events and artists there. And you can also just do the Instagram if that's what you're comfortable with. So, yeah.
It's a good way to keep in touch with the things you want to keep in touch with. But it's hard when you're trying to get out. The message to everybody, you know what I mean? It's such a complicated, weird system.
It is a weird system, and it's also it's funny being on the radio. I mean, the radio is just like at times you think about it and you go like, wow, what an old idea. It's still here, it still works. I think it's we were talking about this before we got on the air, and we were just saying how, you know, radio is like, it's still a cool thing to be on the radio. Like people like you know, when you have your record coming out and it's like you rush to the, you know, your car or something, and you just turn like, oh, it's on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some kind of thing. It's still that kind of cheap thrill. You know, it's like it's a cool thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that like being the person who can showcase, you know, local and like new releases, indie, post country,
yeah,
etc. genre. You know.
Yeah, and it's just. It's in the air. It's just like you can't control that experience if you're like going through stations and you just happen to hear the song that you like and you just like leave it there. And
yeah.
Just, like, it's still.
You're like, you have to drive around the block again.
Yeah.
I have to finish Phil
it's
Collins,
still,
even
yeah,
though I've heard this song a million times.
For me,
yeah.
The experience of the radio.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I'm glad that we could play you today. We'll be obviously playing more from your album after its release.
Right on.
We have room for about one more song, so I figured we'd play Jacob Weldon.
Yes.
Loving on a Woman. This is his latest. It just came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we are. You've been listening to Wildflower and Weeds. Stay tuned. Hello Cruel World is up next. JBJ is playing Elliott Smith and covers, which what Portlander doesn't want to hear Elliott Smith on on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Radio.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting the Rowdy Summer Nights Tour with Leftover Salmon, Infamous String Dusters, and Kitchen Dwellers, Thursday, August 14th at McMenamin's Grand Lodge. Also presenting Keb Moe and Sean Colvin, the Teskey Brothers, and more. Summer concert info at GrandLodgeConcerts.com.
I was calling up my baby, and I was thinking on tomorrow, and all the good it brings. While I was loving on that woman, she was leaving on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do now, 'cause it's driving me insane. I walk around just like a fool now, and I'm calling out her name. And I was loving on that woman, and she was loving on me. And she was calling me her darling, I was calling her my babe. Thinking on tomorrow and all the good it brings. While I was loving on that woman, she was leaving on me.